This is Happy Fucking Summer, written by Artax Lives and read by Flower Parish. This is a Stranger Things fic, rated mature, featuring the relationship Steve Harrington / Eddie Munson, and including the characters Max and Eleven. Summary. It's totally innocent. It's just Steve cleaning the pool. Eddie, Max, and Elle are just observing. Can we blame them? Eddie's sitting in a lounge chair in Steve's backyard. Well, it's not a backyard, per se. It's a huge patio with a pool and then a whole fucking forest. Whose house backs up to the forest? Do the Harringtons own the forest, too? Whatever, doesn't matter. He's sitting in the lounge chair in nothing but cut-off shorts and his jewelry, slowly baking in the summer sun, what's left of his beer in its sun-warmed can held loosely in one hand. Without even a hello, Max plops down in the chair next to him. Elle gently lowers herself into the same chair as Max, and he can feel it as they both stare at him. Eddie doesn't look at them, though. After 30 seconds, Max asks, "What are you doing?" "Just wait for it," Eddie tells her, sipping on his warm beer but not moving his eyes from the pool house across the patio. Both girls look over, shading their eyes with their hands. All three of them wait silently. After another minute or so, the pool house door swings open and Steve comes out, pushing something that looks like a really complicated vacuum cleaner. He's wearing his headphones and sort of bouncing to the beat as he drags the big hose part of it over to the pool filter opening thingy. Popping the plastic lid off, Steve kneels down and sticks his whole arm in, reaching through the opening for the vacuumy attachment hose that he's holding in his other hand on the pool side. It looks very complicated, and Eddie doesn't give any fucks about pool cleaning or safety or whatever the fuck is happening there. What he cares about is all that lovely golden skin on display. Steve's shirtless, modesty about the hairy chest or those bat bite scars nowhere in sight, wearing swim trunks so short that Eddie can see the little love bites he himself left on the inside of one of those thick thighs this morning. Left it so high that no one else would see it, but he'd forgotten that this man is allergic to inseams longer than his pinky finger. Steve must get the hose attached because he stands back up, shakes the water off his hands, and gently lowers the big heavy part of the vacuum into the water, holding onto the hose thingy as the rest of it sinks to the bottom. That done, he dances back into the pool house on bare feet, probably listening to fucking Bruce Springsteen or Queen, because the guy actually has way more music cred than the kids give him credit for. There's a click and low drone as he turns the filter on, and the vacuum starts to roll around on the bottom of the pool. Max turns to Eddie and grins. Elle doesn't look away from where Steve has disappeared into the pool house. "So we're ogling Steve," Max says with a wolfish grin. No question mark. It's a statement. "Red," Eddie sputters, looking away from the pool house to give her his best stink eye. "You are children." Elle makes a raspberry noise with her lips and rolls her eyes in a way that looks far too much like Max, or Mike. Max scoffs. "We're 15, you asshole. Tell us what you were looking at when you were 15 and we'll stop." Nope, he will not be doing that. No one ever needs to know what young Eddie was using for... Ew, he's not going to think of them doing anything he was doing at 15. Gross. "Mayfield, you're ruining it. Watch quietly and I won't tell Steve." Elle grins too this time and settles into a more comfortable position. She and Max share a triumphant look and lean closer together, probably to whisper to each other where he can't hear them. Good. Eddie doesn't want to know. Steve comes back out, waves at them like the innocent babe that he is, and then starts wielding a giant fly swatter. Or wait, it's a pool net. It's like 12 feet long, and Eddie can clearly see the muscles on Steve's stomach and arms flex as he scoops out leaves and summer bugs from the middle of the pool with it. By the time Steve's satisfied with the now pristine surface of the pool, there's a fine sheen of sweat on Steve. If Eddie wasn't sitting next to two teenage girls, he'd probably be over there by now, climbing Steve like a fucking tree. Who invited them? Oh wait, they did. happy fucking summer, he guesses. The captain of the swim team, and the star of all of Eddie's wet dreams, disappears into the pool house again, and when he comes out this time, he's got a screwdriver and a light bulb in his hands for some reason. Setting them on the edge of the pool, he dives in, and Eddie was not prepared for that. Steve's all sleek and long-limbed, sun-kissed as he barely makes a splash into the pool. When he comes up, he flicks his hair back and swims over to where he left the screwdriver, putting it between his teeth and pushing himself below the surface. Steve really shouldn't have let the girls come over to swim today. He should have known what watching this was gonna do to Eddie. Damn him. He hears the girls giggling and sighing as he watches his boyfriend replace the light in the pool underwater. Like, he's underwater the whole time. Jesus, how long can Steve hold his breath for and what else? Nope, don't think about it. Eddie has zero idea of how much time has passed, but eventually Steve gets back out of the pool, drags the vacuum thing out, holy wet back muscles, Batman, and puts it back in the pool house. Dripping and carrying a towel in one hand and his Walkman in the other, Steve wanders over to the three of them and then shakes himself like a fucking dog. The girls squeal, and Eddie doesn't, because he honestly needed the cool down. You guys enjoy the show, Steve smirks. Fucking A they did. Thank you very much. Eddie can't wait to drag Steve inside and ravish him now. That doesn't happen, because the girls, while old enough to thirst after an adult man, are apparently not old enough for Steve to leave alone in the pool for the 30 minutes it would take for him to bend Eddie over his bed and fuck him. Honestly, they could probably make it happen in 15 if they tried hard enough. So instead, they play babysitters all afternoon, and when Hop finally picks the two troublemakers up, Eddie's too goddamn sunburnt to get laid. Very gently, Steve rubs aloe into Eddie's lobster-red shoulders and the vulnerable spiderweb of scars across his stomach, the tops of his knees, and across his nose. And what did we learn? Steve snarks at him. To put sunscreen on before you take your shirt off, Eddie replies morosely, from where he's laying on his back on Steve's cool sheets, staring up at the ceiling and deeply regretting his lack of foresight. He almost jackknives up when Steve tugs the waistband of his shorts down to expose his still white underbelly and kisses him just above his hairline. There is one part of you that escaped the mean summer sunshine. Steve sucks a bruise into Eddie's skin where he'd left the kiss, tugging gently to help Eddie out of his scratchy jean cutoffs. And lucky for you, I'm a giver. Happy fucking summer indeed. The end.